Seven people in the Delta Junction area tested positive for coronavirus last week, according to the local COVID-19 task force. That's down from 27 over the previous week and way down from 51 the three clinics reported in mid-November, when many of those testing positive were people who work at the clinics.
I would say one-third of our employees get sick. They got it basically from the sick patients.
Serge Domas is the Interior Alaska Medical Clinic's business administrator, and he said Friday it's not surprising that so many staffers had tested positive for the virus, because until this week those numbers had been rising since October.
4 to 5 people positive COVID every single day. This has been for 2 months now, and it's not been slowing down.
Domas says all the staff are back on the job now, including himself, after he had to be hospitalized for treatment of COVID-19.
You know, I did have pneumonia in my lungs with the COVID, and I wasn't put on ventilator, but, you know, I had to, you know, have a blood transfusions and all sorts of stuff. Honestly, I thought I'm not going to make it.
Domas says the clinic had to cut back on its hours for a few days last month while staff were away in quarantine or being treated. He says the clinic's now returned to its usual schedule, but it's strictly enforcing precautions now, like no longer allowing walk-ins without appointments and carefully screening patients before they enter. That's basically what the other clinic in town had to do after its staff was hard hit by the virus.
We've had about half of our staff that has at one time or the other been having to go home because of the exposure to COVID.
Dr. Ray Andreasen says that hasn't required the Family Medical Center to cut back on its hours, but it did help convince him to set up a drive-up testing facility that should help limit the clinic's health care providers from exposure to the virus.
We have an area by the emergency entrance in the back, and pull up at the park, we go out and do the testing.
The Fort Greely Medical Clinic closed on November 30th for deep cleaning after at least one staffer there tested positive for COVID, and it was left shorthanded when that person and much of the staff had to be quarantined. A spokesperson for Fort Wainwright's Medical Department activity says it sent three staffers to keep Greely's clinic operating, along with one from Madigan Army Medical Center at Joint Base Lewis-McChord, just outside Seattle. Domas and Andreasen both say they're encouraged that the number of local cases fell last week, but Domas says he thinks too many people in the area still aren't taking the virus seriously.
It wasn't fun, you know. People should not take that lightly. There's definitely threat of life.
In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.